Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, September 15th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Welcome to the show, and thank you for taking the time to listen. I really mean that, too, because I believe in listening. It is simply amazing what you can hear when you really pay attention to what's going on. But unfortunately, yep, with all the noise and activity that goes on all around us all the time, we can easily be distracted. And that's why it's so important to tune in. That's why we always say tune in. We really do mean tune in. Tune into life. You know, it's always speaking to us in some way or another, and often about some very significant things. So keep those receptors up. Listen for information. Listen to those who are important to you. Listen to those who want to impact you in a positive way. Listen to those who want to instruct you in ways that can enhance and increase and bless you in your life in some way or another. Keep your ears wide open for good stuff. And then turn your frequency down for all the bad stuff. But speaking of good stuff to listen for, I've got a great guest on with me today. He is an expert real estate investment advisor and the host of Real Estate 360 on Wall Street Journal Radio. Isn't that exciting? He's going to tell us why it is so smart to invest in the real estate market. I'll tell you what I know, because it makes big dollars and it just makes sense. Wealthy and wise, how the real estate investors do it. I know you want to know how. Welcome, Charlie Castro.
Thank you, Silver Ray. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you on the air with me today. Excited to share this information. I know you're a busy man with all of that these days, and a brand new radio show. Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. It's been a blast. I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah, well, you're a natural for it, no doubt about that. I've listened to webinars, and you just, you know, you got that thing, as they say. You know, you got to have that it factor. You have got
the
it.
The it factor. Well, thank you for that.
I'm happy
very
to. Oh, you're welcome. I wish you nothing but the best of good success. Listen, I want to start off by telling people a little bit about you. Besides being one of the greatest radio show host now, you have been in real estate for a while. Tell people how you got involved in that. What was your big segue into the industry?
You know, actually, Silver Ray, what happened was when the market crashed back in 08 and 09, I had a friend of mine who just sort of launched this company that was going to start buying real estate, fixing up the properties, and then selling them to investors. And what I started doing was I started doing webinars with financial institutions, groups like AccuPlan and New Direct, IRA and NTrust, people that manage people's money. And what I started doing is just these educational webinars talking about, you know, the values of investing in real estate, how you would do it, how you could find great success in investing in real estate. And it just grew from there. It just grew from doing small little webinars to where I had, you know, large groups of people attending my webinars. And then I started working with not just the smaller investor looking to buy one house for their retirement portfolio, but I started working with institutional investors, large hedge funds that were buying blocks of homes. So had kind of a unique perspective on it as this kind of the industry kind of grew. I just sort of grew with it, and now I've got a radio show, and I'm a guest with you today. So how awesome is that?
Well, I tell you, that's pretty awesome, especially the part to be with me today.
Right. That's what I meant.
Charlie, what happened a few years ago to the real estate agent, real estate industry? What happened? I mean, it's was that a very serious, unusual thing? Had there been a history of a up and down trend in real estate? But what happened a few years ago?
Well, yeah, you know what? There are, if you look at the real estate market historically, there's always peaks and valleys. There's times to buy, there's times to sell. And that's sort of typical of the real estate industry really since the Great Depression. This was a unique event, though. What occurred in 2008, we saw a collapse of our economy, we saw a collapse in our housing market, we saw a collapse in the automobile industry. And we saw a universal collapse of financial infrastructure, and it caused the housing market to just sort of take a serious nosedive. And many Americans, as you know, tragically lost their homes, and even to this day, home ownership for many Americans is just nothing but a dream. And that part of the story is tragic in terms of Americana is concerned. What came out of it that was good was the investor looking to invest in a solid asset, a tangible commodity like real estate, could buy real estate at historically low prices. So it created an industry, and it created opportunity for many Americans at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, can we just talk for a couple of minutes about the bad, sad part of what you said? Because I'm sure people listening, there probably be more people who are potential buyers than maybe potential investors. And let's talk just briefly about where that puts them, because you said, and all of us know, and many experience, that they lost their what was the most important thing to them at that time. I know that many things have changed as far as qualifying criteria and things like that. How are they doing now? Is that also making a stronger comeback? Are they gaining some ground now? Or has it just totally knocked out the potential for people who don't have, you know, the A1 credit?
Well, you know, up until really the last 12 months, getting traditional financing for an owner-occupied property was very difficult. And I think that was part of the reason why, you know, you saw the housing market coming back. But what a lot of people don't know, when they read these statistics, that, you know, the housing market is recovering, it's getting stronger, that is true. What most people don't know is that 44.9% of the homes, according to Credit.com, they were purchased in 2013, were purchased with no loan recorded at the time of the sale. That means that house was purchased by cash. Somebody paid cash for that property. So what that means is 45% of the recovery in the housing market in 2013, at least, was purchased and driven by investors buying these properties because they're at historically low prices. But for that individual who was looking to own a home, it's only been the last 12 months that you don't need to have that grade A credit anymore. The banks have become a little bit looser in their lending criteria, but it's still very difficult for somebody, especially if they've had their credit knocked about a bit. Of course, most of America did have their credit scores affected by the events of 2008 and 2009. For those folks, it's still very difficult to secure a traditional loan, 30-year fixed mortgage on a piece of property. And so, yep, the housing market's recovered. That's true. But it's important that people understand that what's driving the recovery is really the investors who are coming in, whether it be a small investor, somebody with as little as $20,000 or $30,000 looking to buy a single-family cash-flowing piece of real estate, or whether it would be a large institutional hedge fund buyer that may be in a market like Detroit or Chicago or Atlanta looking to buy a, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 pieces of property a week. So that is really what's driving the market. We are not anywhere near where we were prior to 2008 with regards to lending being a little bit looser and freer with the banks and for people without A1 credit being able to get a loan. We are not back there yet.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that at some point things will be strong like that again, or are those days gone? Are we talking about another decade or two before it looks like that again? What are your thoughts?
You know what? My thoughts are it's all over the map because whatever, you know, there's lots of crystal balls you can rub, and I read all the industry statistics. That's what I do on a week in, week out basis, and it depends on who you read. Now, this is what we know. We know that the market always does recover. It always does come back. And somehow, some way, American resiliency always finds a way to make home ownership, the American dream, right, to make that available to the average American citizen, that person in the middle class that's looking to buy a $100,000 piece of property. Now, I live in California, so a $100,000 home in California is a small apartment. But the middle income person to be able to buy a home to live in, an owner-occupied home, that is the American dream. And historically, we have figured out a way in America to make that dream a reality and a possibility. So do I think it will get there? I do believe we'll get back there someday. What's the cycle of that? That's the million-dollar question. I'm not so sure anybody really has an answer for that. And the reason for that, I think, is that we live in a world today that's so quickly changing, rapidly changing. There's so many factors that play into the... just the 24-hour news cycle that we live in creates an environment where one day we as Americans may be optimistic about our future and the very next day have a completely different opinion because of some world event that occurs. So you just don't know what the day, right? We all get up in the morning, right? We go to our computers, our laptops, and we flip on the news. It's like, what's new today? And we're never surprised at the things that happen because it's not only are things happening quickly around the world, but we're exposed to it instantaneously. And so that does drive American perception of the economy, the perception of our leaders in Washington, right? It's hard to say when. Yes, I believe we'll get back to that happy place, but to just tell you when I think that would occur would be a tough, tough, tough guess.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you share that optimism. We certainly want to believe that it will. And we, again, you know, America has a history of resiliency, and we usually do at some point or another gain our strength back. Charlie, you talked about the opportunities for investors, and that's certainly what I want to put out there. I want you to tell us about investment opportunity in general, what it means when you're talking about real estate. Tell us in general what that means, who the average investor looks like. You mentioned a couple of different areas of investing. Get that out, and then I want to talk about this amazing product that you offer.
You know what? There's a couple of different ways that you can invest in real estate today, and it's not a new or novel concept at this point. You know, when I first started doing my webinars in 2009, there was a lot of people that would attend my webinars and say, really, I can buy a piece of real estate using my 401k plan? Or my self-directed IRA, that was sort of a new... In 2014, I think most people, there's two different types of ways you can invest. You can either be the hands-on guy that goes down into the courthouse steps and buys the house out of foreclosure or probate. You buy the property, you then get in there with your hammer and your nails, and you fix the property up, and you do the work to it, and then you flip it. That's just a common flip. And there's lots of folks in America that still do flips. I'm not a fan of that model, that flipping model, especially for the inexperienced investor. I think there's too much risk to that. But lots of people do that with experience. If you know the housing market, you have some skills that enable you to be able to do work to a piece of property, that might be a good way for you to invest. The most common way, and the thing that I talk about more than anything else, and I really focus in on, is what's called a turnkey investment piece of real estate. What that is, Silver, it's a piece of property in a market that is still down in terms of its value, so it's going to come back up. It's going to appreciate in value over the next 5 to 10 years, but it's completely finished. In other words, somebody's gone in already. They purchased the property. They've done a complete rehab to the property. The property's got a tenant installed in it with a brand new lease, and it's cash flowing. It's called a turnkey. That is the safest place for especially the novice investor to invest. And it's not brain surgery. It's just, I've got X amount of dollars. I want to put it to work for me. I want to get a yield on my investment. I want it to appreciate over time. In 5 years, I want to be able to sell it and use that as part of my retirement income or whatever. That's a really great strategy, and it's really no different than what the hedge fund guys do, right? The hedge fund guys don't flip. They buy these properties to cash flow for a yield on their investment. and do that in a market that's going to go up in value. So in 5 or 7 or 10 years from now, they can say, hey, we bought this property for $50,000, now it's worth $75,000, and that's a great return on your money. So that is the best way for the small investor to invest, a turnkey cash flowing model directly purchased from a wholesaler in a market that's going to continue to grow while still providing an excellent yield on their investment on a year-in, year-out basis.
For people, Charlie, who feel as if they must be careful and cautious, particularly about their 401ks and savings and money in general, how is it that they should feel confidence in this if they are a novice at this? For the average person, say, okay, I'll invest $20,000, $30,000, $100,000 of my money with you to buy me some houses that people live in that I don't know. I mean, we, of course, understand the reality of, but you're going to make a lot of money by the time we sign the dotted line and get that house resold, or over the years you're going to have this income. We know that, but so many people are in a careful, cautious mode. What would you say to help their confidence in a in having someone like you or others manage that area of their investment?
Well, the management part of it is really easy now, Silver. It's not finding quality property management companies might be the easiest piece of this conversation. That is not difficult at all. But let me put it to you this way. The way you want to look at it is like this. If you own a 401k or a self-directed IRA, you've got $50,000 sitting in your bank account, and you're considering investing that money because smart people recognize the fact that putting your money to work for you makes better sense than simply leaving it in a checking account and getting no percent interest on your money, right? So you want to look at it like this, through these eyes. If you were to buy stock in Starbucks, you would buy stock in Starbucks because you think Starbucks will give you a good return on your investment. You won't buy stock in Starbucks because they're based in Seattle and you happen to live in Seattle. You don't care where they're based. You care what yield they'll give you on your investment. If you own stock in Starbucks in 2007 and 8 and 9, or you own stock period in 2007, 8, or 9, you know that your 401k and your investment portfolio went down because the stock market went way down. People lost their 401ks. They lost their investment dollars. Their 401ks became 201ks because of what happened in the stock market. Now, contrast that with investing in a piece of real estate in a market that's currently at historically low prices, that history tells you is going to continue to climb, and you've invested not in a stock, not in a paper stock. You've invested it in a commodity, which is why real estate hedge funds are buying real estate at record numbers, because they understand that their portfolio can't get wiped out one night through some event that occurs in the stock market. That paper stock can go away, but if you buy real estate in a market that's still down, that history tells you will continue to climb, your investment is safer there. So the key is, don't look at it as if that you're going to live in it. Like when I live in Orange County, California, it's a great place to live. If I'm going to buy a house, I'm going to buy it right here in Orange County. I love it here. Great place to raise kids. Love it here. That's an emotional decision. It's where my kids are going to go to school. It's where we're going to go to church. It's where we're going to go to the market. This is where I want to live. But when you're looking at it from an investment perspective, take the emotion out of it. Look at the numbers. If you go into a market that's down, that still has a ways to climb up, and you're buying well below market value in a market that's continuing to climb, that is a safer investment than having your money in a stock market that's over 17,000 at the moment that has a greater chance of going down than probably any other time in our history. So it's a matter of looking at it as a business person and not as an owner-occupant and making an emotional acquisition.
That's a very good answer. Tell us about the other portfolio investors who are spending more money with this type of investment and why.
You know what, they see it exactly as I just described it. As a matter of fact, one of the fringe benefits of working with these large hedge funds is that every 30 days or so I get to spend an hour on the phone with one of their buying managers, which means that they've gone to a new market, they're trying to figure out what that market's all about, we're talking to people on the ground in those markets, and what I do, I get to learn, I get the advantage of learning from people who are investing, as you said, millions and billions of dollars in single-family homes, you get to hear from their buying managers. Now, these are smart guys, right? These are guys that got their master's degree in accounting from Harvard, and they get paid lots of money to sit in a room and analyze markets. And so you get to listen to what they say and what they think. And what they say and what they think is what I just said to you, basically. This is the best time to buy real estate. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in America. It's a commodity. It's not going to crash like the market could crash. It provides cash flow, good ROIs, always over 10%, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15% per year, cash on cash on your investment. In markets that they know that history says we're still 40% below the previous peak in 2007 and 8, so we know that market's going to grow. It may not grow for 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years, but so what? They know it's going to grow, and they know they're going to get the money out of that market. So their thinking is not a lot different than what I just articulated to you, Silver. It's really one and the same, and I say this on my webinars to the small investors. Follow what the hedge funds do. If they're buying in Birmingham, Alabama, look at Birmingham, Alabama. There's a reason that they're there. If they're in Atlanta or they're in Toledo, Ohio, there's a reason that they're there. These are smart guys. What, if they're in a market, you might consider that market as well.
Charlie, you have an amazing product. Let's zero in on that. We have a few minutes left before I need to do a wrap. I just wanted to be sure I paint a real good picture for people to understand their potential and how easily they can get involved, whether they are the small investor or the major investor. Tell us about your product, because it's one that could make it easy for some.
Yeah, you know, I work with Income Property Headquarters. IncomePropertyHQ.com is our website. You know, what it is, it's a wholesaler's marketplace, Silver. It's a place where the individual smaller investor can go to learn about what type of inventory is available on the market. It's a place where I work with wholesalers all across the country. So there's no middleman. There's no massive markup. There's no song and dance. There's no bells and whistles. It's none of that sort of stuff. It's just down and dirty. It's the best product in the best markets done by the best wholesalers available to you at the best prices, and that's what we focus on. Today, if you're buying something from some group that's having seminars and there's all kinds of bells and whistles and giveaways and pomp and circumstances, you're probably not getting the best deal. The best deal is going to come from dealing directly through people like us to get access to the best inventory and the best markets at the absolute best prices. That's the best way to invest. And if you can, maybe we can give some information about my webinars. You have the links to our webinars. We can certainly provide that to your listeners. Attend the webinars. We do about a 40-minute presentation. We talk specifically about what we're talking about here today.
Charlie, tell them about the small picture of how the turnkey process works again with you, because I want them to understand the uniqueness of how you just invest, and it's a hands-off for them, but it definitely opens the door for greater income for them. It's a beautiful program. So just give them, you know, the idea of what it looks like when they buy, when they invest with you, that it's completely managed and all of that.
Yeah, Silver, it's completely turnkey. The only people I would sell or refer property to that didn't have infrastructure or management would be hedge funds, because they do that themselves. The individual smaller investor, 100% of the time, is going to be a newly rehabbed, currently tenanted, fully managed piece of property, so it's a turnkey property. So there's not anything for them to do other than go through the closing process, which is pretty much standard through a title and escrow company. It's pretty basic stuff, but it's always going to be turnkey. It's never going to be without a property management company. It's never going to be a flip where you got to go in and fix it up. Our focus is always going to be on turnkey. In 2014, for anybody out there that's looking to do something riskier like a flip, that's something that they would do on their own. I will consult on that end. But in terms of providing a product to somebody that isn't fully managed and doesn't have a new install with a new lease, that's just not something I'd recommend to anybody. And the first thing that I do is I will ask that investor, what's your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? What do you have to invest? What do you want that to look like from an investment for you? And that enables me to find something that fits their particular set of needs and goals.
Excellent information. Charlie, give out your website address again, telephone number. I did post the links for the webinar. As I repost the show again today, I will make sure that I include them for people to listen in to get more information and get some of their questions answered with you. But go ahead and give out the web address for them to take a peek, even though they, you know, I have it up, but some people may not have that as easily accessible. And then tell us about your radio show when they can listen in for you.
Okay, awesome. The web address is www.incomepropertyhq. So incomepropertyhq.com. My phone number, if you want to call me, I'm always pleased to talk to folks, 714-312-0900, 714-312-0900. I host Real Estate 360. It's Thursday afternoons at 2 o'clock, 2 to 3 o'clock on KDOW San Francisco, 1120 on the dial. You can always contact me and get a copy of the podcast. We have some awesome guests. I had a great guest in that I recorded last week, Angela Romora from Ohio Cashflow, some of the best cash flowing properties in Ohio. And I got a couple of hedge fund managers coming up as guests the next few weeks as well. So we'll be talking to people on both ends of the spectrum, the big buyers as well as some small buyers as well. So it's great stuff.
Awesome. Charlie, thank you so much for taking time to do this. It was just really wonderful, all the sharing, and I know it will help people be a little bit more educated in things that they needed to know, connect the dots, and understand why right now is really the now time to invest in real estate. Thank you so much. And I want to thank all of you listeners for tuning in today. You know, I'm always trying to keep you empowered with some good information, and this was some really good stuff. Be sure you tell your friends about Foxology today. I'm usually on live on Mondays at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. So share that on social media with your Facebook friends and LinkedIn and all of that stuff. I'm going to look forward to talking to you next time. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and thank you so much for tuning in.